What we have to fear are dreams themselves.
Welcome to Two Watchmen and a Lady, a Watchmen podcast by DweebThePeople.com, where we'll be taking a deep dive into Watchmen, but also dweeb culture at large. I'm Steven.
I'm Randy.
I'm Dee.
And today we're taking a deep dive into the Watchmen teaser trailer.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
And now it's time to dweeb the people. Welcome to Two Watchmen and a Lady, a Watchmen podcast by DweebThePeople.com. If you like this podcast, then share it with your friends. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at DweebThePeople. You can find me, Steven, on Twitter at DweebSteven. You can find Randy on Twitter at CasualChinos. And you can find Dee on Twitter at DweebDPants. Another way you can show us you really care is by giving us a high rating wherever you get your podcasts. Whether you like us or not, just give us that high rating.
Yeah. Why not? And it makes us feel good, too.
Really, if you were going to rate us one star or five stars, it's still just one click. So you might as well just do the five.
I agree.
That's true. All right, so in this podcast, we're 2 weeks out from the premiere.
Yay!
Super excited. We're going to go just like deep into the teaser trailer here. And then we're going to go deep into the actual full-length trailer as well. So y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'd like to give a little shout-out to filmschoolrejects.com. We found a couple articles on their website that we're kind of using as reference. They did the hard part for us and took screenshots of the shot-for-shot trailers. So
we're really just lazy.
That is true. But they did miss a few, and I had to take my own screenshots.
Oh.
I was a little slightly annoyed. Like 5% I had to do myself. And some of it, I was like, why did they not do this one? This was important. Like this very first one in the teaser trailer. HBO. They didn't have that.
Because that's significant?
It's in yellow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Watchmen yellow.
Okay.
And spoiler alert to the end of the teaser trailer, but there's no smiley face button in this one.
Oh.
It's important. So that fades into the next shot, which is our, I don't know what we call that. Well, we do know the name of them, and they're called the, what, 7th Army?
7th? 7th Cavalry.
7th Cavalry. The Rorschach dudes.
Cavalry.
Cavalry.
Henry Caviezel.
Yes.
Yes. So they zoom in on, we don't know if this is the leader or not, but they like plaid.
It's a good color.
We hear him say, "We are no one, we are everyone." And then we go to the next shot. Randy, did you have something?
Yeah, I was going to say this is obviously fallout from Rorschach's diary getting out.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. You want to take a second and kind of tell us how that whole series ended? I mean, yeah. We don't have to go into the alien versus the bomb thing, but Rorschach's story ended the same.
Yeah, Rorschach had, oddly enough, he might have been kind of the moral compass of everything.
Yeah.
But he ends up dead. But before he dies, he mailed off his memoir to this paper that he was constantly reading. And that's how it ends. It's just that the dude receives the package. And obviously, this is fallout from it. I take it the memoir, everything got published and people were outraged. Or some sect of people were outraged.
What was the name of the paper that he was reading in the comics? Was it like the American Statesman or something like that?
Yeah, something like
that. It was like a conspiracy paper anyways, because I remember the newsstand guy was always ripping on him. He was like, "I can't believe you read this trash. You're the only person that actually buys this book that I have to keep ordering it for." So it's not great that it's already a trash publication that does conspiracy theories, that he's dropping off this massive bombshell of what will, I guess, turn out to be a conspiracy that, you know, continues to have this underground force for the next, what do we think the jump is here? How old do you think Ozymandias is at the end of the comics? 40?
35, 40. Yeah.
So, and now he's played by Henry Irons. Where is it? Jeremy Irons. How old is he? Like 70?
He's old.
Thereabouts.
So we're talking a 30, 35 year jump, right?
Yeah. And just the way that this is filmed, these first two shots that we get of them, I mean, they're all gathered around. They're wearing, granted, they're Rorschach masks, but they're all a reminiscent of KKK hoods. They are in a church.
It's true.
Like, it's...
They look redneck.
Yeah.
They got American flag behind them.
It's very... Because Damon Lindelof did, you know, in the rest of the trailer, like, it's somewhat reminiscent of the Guilty Remnant and The Leftovers.
Yeah.
The what's the word I'm looking for? Like, they're just kind of hanging over the entire thing. But also, he did that that movie that got pulled from the shelves.
What?
The Hunt. It was supposed to be... It was released in theaters, and then it got pulled because it took place... not took place. It came out just as the El Paso shootings happened.
Oh, really?
And...
Oh, yeah.
The movie was... It's a Lindelof-produced deal, and allegedly the original title was Red State versus Blue State. Nice. And so he's not afraid to jump into politics. So, and with everything that's going on today, I'm pretty anxious to see how this whole 7th Cavalry plays out.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's going to get played like it was in The Guilty Remnant in Leftovers, to where there are some points where you don't know who's right and who's wrong, right? Mm-hmm. And who's good and who's bad. Just like Lost. I mean, all the lines are blurred. It's all gray.
Sorry to derail us after frame one.
And now frame two. That was me flipping the frame.
Oh, is that what that was?
That wasn't me loading a weapon.
That's what it sounded like, actually.
Although I do keep a weapon under the desk aimed at both of you at all times.
That's what I thought you were doing. You were really pissed off and didn't want us to get off track.
That's why I'm scrolling with my tongue, because my hands are on triggers. No, that's dark. We'll move on. Frame two. Interesting here. They pull out a little more and show some more of the masked rednecks. And interesting enough, behind them, you see a crucifix. Mm-hmm. But it kind of looks like a clock face. And if you see, it's a tilted crucifix, so it's slightly pointed past the midnight position. Whereas in every other reference, you'll see in the trailers, whenever you see a clock, or in the comics from the old series, or in the movie, it was always barely before midnight. But here, it's after midnight. So to me, that says, it kind of symbolizes that this group already feels like doomsday is already here, and it's gone, and we're in the middle of it right now.
Okay.
Interesting symbolism, I think. Randy, do you get that?
Yeah, I can see that, and I mean, are they, you know, this again goes to, are they the cause of all of this, or, you know, are they pushing towards some sort of apocalyptic event? That'd be fun times. This looks like a very uplifting show.
Well, I think much like the comic and the movie, the whole thing is uplifting.
Really, this could just be a men's choir.
I don't think the singing would go over very well with those masks on.
Enunciate! It's all muffled. D, Did you look into those words back there at all?
Yeah, so the it's Psalm 65. It says, "Praise weigheth." Wait, yeah. "For thee, O God, in Zion."
What's Zion?
It's Israel.
Oh.
It's the place where they get to really party in the Matrix.
That's true, though. They have some dirty, nasty parties in the Matrix. Matrix 2, at least. So, yeah, I tried to read the meaning of that psalm, but I really didn't get it. Did anyone else understand it? I mean, I'll read it. Oh, I thought that said herpes. That says heroes. And our herpes.
So they're basically they're faithful and eager to sing the praises of God.
And I think
and to
in
serve
this,
his purpose.
Maybe in this reference they mean Rorschach and not God.
Could be.
Because they're following him and his word.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because Rorschach's cool.
Well, are they supposed to have taken out the I in Zion there?
Well, I think it's a different language. This is translated. No, it's not.
No, it...
Yeah, because there's no E here. Well, the E fell off. So, yeah,
and so did the I.
Yeah, it must be a rundown church because, yeah, multiple letters are falling off. Okay. And you can actually see the weathering behind them. Wow. Pretty cool. And this is where they start the creepy TikTok chant.
TikTok, TikTok.
I swear they probably do this every time they get together, and it's just probably just weird. They just, for like 10 minutes straight, they're all, TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. And at the very end, somebody goes, bling! It's the alarm.
Oh.
I thought that was hilarious.
I'm glad you found it so funny. Really amused yourself.
Oh. That happens often. Anything else, or shall we move to the next one?
Keep moving.
All right, next one we see a clock.
A pocket watch.
From some old wrinkly hands that are probably
my Ozymandias. No?
Yeah, that's gross. Are you 70?
Old wrinkly man hands.
Yep, these are old wrinkly man hands. I'm thinking it's Jeremy Irons. So in this one, the clock says, 11:52?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Let's see. Next one, we have our masked police force. I thought it was full face yellow, but I guess it's just like bank robber mask, which is just over the nose and mouth.
Maybe it's just really cold.
So they're still going TikTok in the background. So this is what the cops look like in the future.
I would like to ponder why yellow. Why not just continue the navy blue on the way up?
That's a good question.
Well, maybe they're modeling after somebody. I saw somebody talking about this to where... Because like obviously Rorschach took the other way. But who else is left? Night Owl, Silk Spectre 2. Maybe they came back and helped Ozymandias kind of sell the dream and unite the world around this, you know, hating Dr. Manhattan. And because of that, maybe the police force or the enforcers have donned the yellow of Silk Spectre. I mean, we don't know.
Could be. I have no idea.
No one knows.
I just think it looks really cool.
It does look cool. And you don't have to actually have any known actors. You can just swap them out all the time. This guy's got some big old lips. Look at those things. This one has a big nose.
Let's move on.
Let's see. Next up, we go to a gathering with Chief Judd Crawford, played by Don Johnson. It's a bunch of the Yellow Mask people in a room with him speaking. He says, we convinced ourselves that they were gone, but they were just hibernating. He's probably talking about the Rorschachs, right?
Yeah, which may imply...
talking about bears. Maybe it was winter.
But the bears are back and they're hungry.
They can smell the menstruation. I think his line kind of implies that there was some sort of skirmish in the past.
Yeah. They've been in hiding. I bet the series probably starts out after their big showing back up. Because there, you know, there's several shots at like a funeral, a cop funeral. So I'm sure the Rorschachs killed some cops or something. I don't know. So our next scene is was not in the story. I had to do this one myself. Yellow text, a new original series. Important.
It's not important.
But it's ticking like a clock. It's going, and it's moving around.
TikTok is still being like whispered in the background this whole time.
Oh, yeah. So we'll move on. We don't need to talk about the font or anything.
No.
Unless y'all want to talk typography. I mean, no, I'm game. Okay. The next scene, we got four masked Rorschachs charging through a house, it looks like, with a shotgun. In fact, he needs to be a little careful where he's aiming that, because he's aiming it right at his buddies. I like how they all have different Rorschach faces, too. So I guess they get just to, like, design their own mask.
Do theirs change? Or did they have like some kind of party? Like a mask coloring party? Yeah.
No, that's the last step in your initiation. It's like, now it's time to make your mask.
Draw your spirit animal.
What do you feel like drawing?
I feel rage. Okay. Here's your Sharpie. Bedazzles are on this table here.
Sparkles over here.
No, Jimmy, we don't eat the glue.
Oh my god, how great would it be if you saw like a group of these guys and there's just one guy that has glitter instead of a marker?
I feel a Photoshop project in our future.
He designed a butterfly with glitter all over it.
God damn it, Steve!
Again with the butterflies! So yeah, and then there's a voice over here that says, they came for everybody. All police. I assume that's probably still Don Johnson speaking. Chief Judd Crawford from the previous scene. And then we go to the police funeral. See, you can see why I thought it was full face, because the brim of their hat kind of covers up their eyes.
Yeah.
Everybody wear your formal mask that goes all the way.
No eye holes today, guys.
See, they've even got, like, the yellow braid or whatever, and, like, the yellow trim. It just matches and goes with the outfit.
I wonder if they have to wear these masks because they have to keep their identity secret because they're hunted down by these Rorschachs.
Could be. Maybe there's just a lot of pollution.
Could be, yeah. But Chief Wiggum here doesn't wear him. Chief Judd Crawford.
They don't care about him.
Since we're learning names, it's tough right now. There's not really no characters. And there are some characters they don't tell you the name yet. So, but we'll get there. Our next shot, we see the National Mall. Kind of an eerie look with the, what is that, a sky bridge up there?
Yeah, what is that?
It could be a tourist attraction, or it could be some type of, like, mass surveillance antenna? We don't know. Randy, what do you think?
Spaceship.
It landed perfectly.
So when I saw this for the first time, it made me think of Handmaid's Tale and how they changed that national monument into a giant crucifix.
Oh, yeah.
Under his eye.
Yep. Yeah. Blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open.
Wow. Those are actual all accurate. That's rare for us. But yeah, it's always weird when they change national monuments like that. And makes you just really... obviously, it tells us it's a different, you know, world, a different future. But yeah. I'm surprised it's not an uppercase T at this point. in real life.
Ah, got it. Got it. That took a second.
And gold.
Yes. It's a perfect monument. Just perfect.
It's the best monument.
Look at me standing next to it. I'm as tall as it is. Sharpie marks. Dee really likes all those memes.
I do. I think they're the best.
The best is with the hands.
The hands.
He's extending his fingers with the Sharpie.
Oh, no.
But that's not in the trailer, so let's move on.
Should be.
So our next scene is Cal Abraham and Angela Abraham. I assume these are going to be a couple main characters. He asks, are we safe? They seem happy. I don't think they're going to end up being happy, though.
They look happy.
Why would you ask, are we safe, if you're happy like this? That's super smiley for that question, right?
I think it's a jump cut. He asks, are we safe, and then it cuts to them, like, hugging.
Right? And clearly they are. I don't know.
Or am I thinking of the other trailer?
You might be right. Oops. Well, then we jump cut to Angela Abraham going to some sort of, I don't know if it's a locker room or a secret dungeon or just a bathroom, closet. I don't know. But this is where she keeps her outfit. And her outfit's different than everyone else's.
What do you mean?
Is.
She didn't have the yellow face.
She's not a police officer.
That's true. But I think she works with them. So I think probably there's different levels, like the yellow people are the peons, the pawns. And then maybe your next level are, you know, detectives or investigators or enforcers or interrogators. I don't know, but there's a few people we'll come across that are, I think, working with the police, as police or whatever, or government, but they're just in different roles, so they look slightly different. But yeah, she's got like a trench coat, and you can't really see her face here. Oh, well, that's because she's not wearing it at this point.
Right, yeah.
Where's her face?
Her face has completely disappeared.
So she's suiting up. Let's see. She's got a badge that she puts on. I don't have this screenshot on here, but it exists. She carries some sort of bike chain, a whip, or some like a rosary, possibly. There's like some religious stuff she has later on. I think maybe the next trailer, but that's why I put it could be a rosary, whatever that is. And in the next scene, we see her actually wearing the outfit. It's a charcoal-colored mask, not yellow, with a white turtleneck. The hottest fashion this fall. Randy, I know I've seen you wearing this outfit before.
I'm wearing it right now.
These would be some easy outfits for Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know how popular the show is going to be, so I don't know if anybody's going to know.
No.
Well, plus it doesn't air.
At least not at this point, yeah.
It doesn't air till a week before Halloween.
I've been seeing comments on, like, the YouTube channel for this and whatnot. And, man, there's going to be so many haters out for this show.
Everybody's like, of course, there were for the movie, too.
I watched this trailer, and I don't recognize anything from Watchmen. No crap. It's a completely different take. It's a jump 30 years in the future. What do people think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be like those shows on the CW.
Where's Dr. Manhattan? I don't know. It's going to be different. That's Damon Lindelof's thing. I don't think we'll ever get Dr. Manhattan, do you?
Are they going to do a big giant blue dong?
No, he'll be wearing his thong. His giant black thong.
I don't want to jump to something else, but I believe we see him in one of the other trailers.
No, really?
Well, we see a guy... Oh. I can't remember. I've seen so many different trailers for this thing. Walking down the street, he's in a suit, and he reaches down and grabs a Dr. Manhattan mask, and his hand looks blue. I don't know if it's actually him, but it's a hint at him, I think.
Interesting. All right. The next shot is where we get to see Looking Glass for the first time. This guy's got a pretty badass mask.
Yeah.
It's reflective.
Oh, it's not a glass mask?
No, it's a mirror. Mm. And it's meant to reflect you. Not you specifically.
Oh.
But probably the dude he's going after. and of course, we don't figure out who the actor is for this until... or we don't see his real face until the next trailer. And it's not... It doesn't go the way I thought it would go.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I was thinking like a really super aggressive, straight-laced dude.
Not the dude from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, not the dude from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? but I bet he's pretty cool.
So it's George Clooney?
Could be. Next scene, we see Special Agent Blake investigating the contents of a briefcase. D, does that name ring a bell to you? I'm just going to put you on the spot here.
Agent Blake?
Yeah.
No.
Randy, does it ring a bell to you?
Yeah, it's the comedian. Wasn't that the comedian's code name?
Yes, it was. Edward Blake, a.k.a. the comedian. So who is this?
Someone.
Is it his mother? No, probably not. Sister? Daughter?
It's his best friend.
You take the last name of some of your friends?
Yes.
So we find out who this is in the next trailer, but we'll leave it kind of a mystery right now. So the next shot is of a creepy carnival with a bunch of dead people.
Hmm.
Or unconscious. I mean, I've been to carnivals like this.
Oh, yeah, totally.
What does that say? Hoot City?
Hoot Out City? I don't know.
Hoot Out City? Or it could be Shootout. And the S is not working. Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense than Hoot Out.
Than Hoot Out?
Welcome to Hoot Out City! Man, they need to fix their lettering around here in this town. At the church? And now here?
Maybe they don't know how to spell.
This is why they're all dead. They're asking for it.
Yeah, nice. Look at that building on the far right. It says Candy App. Like, how are you going to get an app in a store? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, come on.
It kind of looks like candy ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, funnel cakes.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you look very far in the distance, in the clown's mouth, you see a little child standing up. And you see him in the next full-length trailer that he's just, like, screaming his head off. But you really can't tell from this teaser what's going on. But now that I'm seeing it again, you can tell he's standing back there. Probably getting ready to scream. So next up, we got another clock. But it looks more like a timer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a kitchen timer. And it's also, what, 10 minutes to midnight? Or 10 minutes to brownies being ready. Because it's a kitchen timer.
Got it.
They're cooking something. Was it like an orange squeezer right there?
Or a cigarette thing?
A cigarette thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it could ashtray. Be like a cigar ashtray, because that's really a wide mouth for a cigarette.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have a thing popping up in the middle of a cigar tray.
Why not?
Yeah, what's the purpose?
To hold it, you could pick it up from the middle if you wanted to.
But if,
that's where you...
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is.
Probably a juicer.
Orange. Yeah.
Your face.
Time to juice. Bring. Tick, tock, tick.
All right.
Next scene, we see Jeremy Irons.
In his underwear.
He can have pants on, but he does have... He's shirtless for sure. He's got a robe on. And he's doing the pose that you might recognize from Mars. Because that's what Dr. Manhattan does on Mars.
Oh, only on Mars?
Yes, only on Mars.
Okay.
This is where I kind of first wonder if you think maybe he's communicating with Dr. Manhattan over these years. I mean, because it seems like... I mean, Dr. Manhattan wasn't happy with him for what he did, but at the end, he saw the logic in it and went along with the plan. And you know, Dr. Manhattan's, you know, eternal. He's never going to die. So I wonder, I really wonder if we're going to see him. But he's also meditating on top of his desk. Ah, the next scene. Somebody's lighting a match on his shoe. And he looks from the Soviet Union, if you ask me.
Putin?
Could be. But this guy's got a stash. He looks like Stalin.
Stalin have a stash like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never seen a picture of Stalin?
I mean, it's not like I have a photograph of him in my room or something.
A poster?
It'd be weird if you did.
So if you remember back in the comics, the movie, the whole clock thing going to midnight, it was all because of, you know, Cold War with the Soviet Union. So obviously maybe they'll still play a part in the show. I don't know. But this guy does not look American. Randy, what do you think?
Because he has a mustache, he doesn't look American? What the fuck?
It's not like a fun American mustache. It's like...
A fun American mustache. So would that be like a handlebar mustache? Or
like a hipster. No, well, he's wearing a military uniform.
Yeah, most military uniforms are green.
You ever seen an American light a match on a shoe? I didn't think so.
And a lot of Westerns. And what other logic you got
and
here?
Those actors were all always Russian. Always.
I think that's probably Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory.
How many episodes have you seen of that, Randy?
None.
Okay.
That's why I don't know where this goes.
Yeah. Next up, yeah, that's all just conjecture at this point. But that dude's Russian. He's
Russian me where? Where am I going?
Don't even, D. Yeah, burn.
Yeah.
Let's see. The next scene, we get her last name, Abraham, busts into the trailer of a Rorschach person, maybe, or somebody. And she busts him up, maybe with that chain she's got, with a rosary.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. It's something. It looks kind of like a bike chain, really.
Okay.
I'm going to start carrying around one of those.
A bike chain?
Well, your hand will get all greasy and rusty.
Yeah.
I guess, can you get some that don't get your hands all nasty?
I mean, I think if you buy it before, you put grease all over it.
Are you supposed to grease them? I thought they came greased.
I bet they come greased.
Who wants to grease your own chain?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never put a bike together.
I'm picturing...
Ready to settle this argument.
I'm picturing someone going into a bike shop and saying, yes, may I get a bike chain ungreased, please?
Yeah. Do you mind if I just kind of whip this around a little bit and see how it feels? Oh, yes, sorry. That'll do nicely.
All we have is a bag full of greased chains.
Just a grab bag of greased, rusty chains. I like it. Next scene we see is a bunch of cows. These are Rorschach cows, obviously. But I guess what's important is what's behind them. It's a wooded area with a ton of like super bright lights.
Having a party.
Yeah, it's like a rave, a Rorschach rave. Ooh, I like it. It says if you zoom in, you can see a little shack, a car, and some water tanks. So these are some doomsday preppers back there. Could be the base of somebody. Randy, what do you think about the cows?
Is that a real question?
No.
Okay, good.
Next scene, Adrian Veidt.
Because I think they're moving.
Oh, no.
And you can look forward to more of that, folks. Ozymandias is galloping on a white horse past a scythe with a Jolly Roger pirate flag. What does that flag symbolize to you, Randy?
Booty.
Is that what the Reaper thing is called? It's called a scythe?
Yeah, scythe.
What did you think it was called?
I have no idea.
A sicketh?
A Reaper thing?
A sicketh?
Of course, the Jolly Roger flag is an homage to...
the Pirates!
The Black Freighter!
Yeah.
Which is the in-comic comic for the Watchmen comic. Randy, you've seen the animated The Black Freighter, right?
When it first came out, but yes.
Did you like it?
Hell yeah, I did.
It was very good. So yeah, the kid who's reading comics at the comic stand throughout the comics is always reading The Black Freighter. And you always get some scenes about the comics. So I think it's a little Easter egg for that. The next scene, we see a Rorschach dude on a massive gun. I bet he's going to start shooting that thing at something. And this looks like it's within that Tree of Lights. He's got a backwards cap. I don't know why he's wearing a hat on top of his Rorschach mask.
Maybe he just likes it.
But it's not like you're controlling your hair or anything. The mask would take care of that.
It looks cool.
It's probably his MAGA hat.
Probably.
Next scene, we see a lovely family of five here, standing on their porch, looking up in the sky. The two adults look terrified, and the two little girls up front look amazed. And the baby just looks stupid. So we don't know what they're looking at. But, and we don't know the importance of this person, but...
they're looking in two different directions, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right. The woman in white here, her name is Hong Chow. She's going to play a character in this show, but we don't know the name of that character, and they won't put it out yet, so she's going to be someone of significance, I believe.
Is that a character name?
Hong Chow?
Someone of significance?
Hello, I'm someone of significance. No, and if you look back at the porch in the back there, you can see the American flag, but it's a different take on the American flag, so they've really done some changes since the old times, since before the bomb.
Looks like more stars.
I don't know. And well, it's definitely backwards, because normally the stars are against the pole. Here the stripes are against the pole, so we'll see more of that. Let's see, our character Angela Abraham stares up at the sky as Archie crashes to Earth. Randy, who's Archie? Tell the fine folks.
Jughead's best friend. that's the name of the ship. Night Owl's ship.
Yep. I'm excited to see that ship, I tell you that. It's a strange looking ship.
Well, it looks like his mask, right?
Well, it's also his sex dungeon.
Yeah.
I don't... dungeon.
Well, if you want to put a negative spin on the word dungeon.
I mean, most people do.
I like the positive dungeons. So, yeah, we see that thing crash to Earth. What's going on? Who's driving that thing? Next up, we see Jeremy Irons with some kind of old cartoon evil villain bomb.
Ooh, I like that.
One of those old style push down explosive bomb things, and he's pushing it down. He's blowing something up.
Sporting a pinky ring.
Maybe that's just how he changes the channel on his TV. I don't know, but we'll find out.
Maybe he uses it to walk.
It always goes down.
No, maybe it stays up.
Or as when he pushes it down, it pushes his butt up into the air so he can stand up.
Okay,
yeah. I like it. We have not progressed in the future, apparently. Back to the policeman funeral. We just see like one of those 21 gun salutes. And then we get our first really cool shot of Looking Glass. He's standing in front of a series of screens. The screens are playing some American stuff. Space Race, Cowboys, Mushroom Cloud, which is totally American, and military men and women. You can see reflected in his mask the person he's standing in front of. I think at the time of the teaser trailer, they didn't know who that was, but I think after the real trailer came out, it's the guy that Abraham busted into the trailer and captured. Is that right, Randy?
Yes, sir.
All right. See, you just stop me when I'm wrong.
But you're never wrong.
Well, then I guess it's a one-man podcast. So that's cool. He's obviously interrogating this dude. Now we get a next up person who is also dressed differently. She's clearly with the police or government or whatever. She's driving a prison transport vehicle. We do know that her name is Pirate Jenny, who is the female person in the Black Freighter comic that the dude's trying to get back to, right? Is that right, Randy?
I think so. It's been a while. I'm going back through Watchmen now.
The comic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, as we're speaking?
Yeah.
Guys, it's a quick read. let's see. So, Pirate Jenny. And then we go back to our Rorschachers. Still doing the TikToks. We see more of them. Obviously, there's pews. It's a church. Then it stops. After the guy goes, bring! And then we go, which I love this scene. This scene of the teaser trailer. A woman in the car looks back at, what's his name? Chief Judd Crawford? Langford? Crawford. Hey, I had it right the first time. She goes, what are y'all talking about? And then he says, just the end of the world. And gives a nice little wink. And that's it.
Don't forget the end.
Oh, yeah. The last screenshot, which was not in the article that I had to put in here. No, actually, this was in here. I lie. We get the HBO logo again, but now the dot in the target dot is now a Watchmen smiley face pin.
Nice.
It's so cute.
Super cute.
All right, now let's rate it.
Rate it?
No, we don't rate trailers. So, yeah. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's the teaser trailer. And I can't believe we talked about it for 45 minutes.
That's too long.
This must be speeding, because I can't believe we went that long. Well, you know, it's good for you out there, because it's just pure gold in your ears. Alright, so next time we're going to talk about the actual full trailer, which will probably be shorter.
Probably be an hour and a half.
So, we'll catch y'all for that. Until then, I'm Steven.
I'm Randy.
I'm Dee.